This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. I see the migration has already started to the country. I see Yaakov Warman is probably up in the mountains now, and Yossi Apachinsky. So thank you for those of you that are here, that are strengthening the minyan. We're going to learn specially tonight. Reuven Shannon has yahrzeit for his mother, Devorah Bas Avram, Neshama Shadav Lichtige Gan Eden, and Melitz Yosher, for the family, for all of us, and all of Klal Yisrael. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, the Nishmas Bas Yibas Rabbit, Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Peo Bas Reuven, Leila Nishmas El Yom Yishmachai Yisrael, Yaakov Ben Bas Yileah, for the Zchus of Avram Ben Yom Yishma Malki Hudis, by Yoel Klugman and family, Rufu Shalema, for Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fadosh, Chana Bas Shirulea, Rivka Bas Shirulea, Chana Bas Shashamina, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Meir Ben Chai Yisara. They should have a Rufu Shalema, B'sech Shechel Yisrael. Now, a shovel had, the way the shovel was made is, before the shovel piece, there was a ball. That's the way it was made. So magrefa shenitla kapa, a shovel that the scooper was removed, tmeyim emnei shikakurnis, because since it had a ball behind the scooper, you could still use it like a hammer. Divramei, that's the opinion of Ramei. V'chacham matarin, the chacham say no, since it's not used for its original purpose, it's tahar. Megeira, a saw, shenitlu shinea achas mebeintayim, a saw has teeth. If one tooth was taken out in between each tooth, so the teeth are too far away to be of use, so tahira. However, nishtaya ba melo hasit, if there is a span is the when you stretch out the index finger and the middle finger, if there's a span, b'makom echad that has proper teeth, tmeya. Hamatzot, a planing instrument, izemel. Izemel is what they did a mila with. Izemel is, the etymology is ayin zayin mul. On the eighth day, they do the circumcision. So in izemel, v'amafsalus. Mafsalus is what they etched into stone. V'amagdeach, a drill, shenifkemu. Even if it became dulled, still tamein. However, nitel kisuman, if its sharpness was taken away, tahirin. V'kulon shenechlut l'shnayim, this is something that we learned earlier, let's say it's split into two, you can use each half, because each half is sharp, tamayim, chutz min ha-makdeach, because the drill is split in half, it's not of any use, v'roikni, and the planing instrument, if you remove the blade, all you have is the block of wood, is tahira. Now, what about needles? So a sewing needle has an eye and a point. Machat shenitel charira oy ukta. If the eye of the needle or the point is removed, tahira, because you can't sew if you can't thread the thread in the eye, and you can't sew if it's not sharp. However, if you made it for stretching, to stretch out the yarn, so there you don't need the eye and you don't need the sharpness, then it would be tmeya. Shel sakoyin, a needle that's used for making sack. Now that's wider, and even if shenitel harira, even if the eye is removed, tmeya. Why? Because with the other side you could edge, it's wide enough that you could etch into a wax tablet. If its sharpness is taken away, however, tahira. Shel mituach, if it's used to stretch fabric, then benkach or benkach tmei. It doesn't need sharpness, it doesn't need the eye. Machat shehelsa chaluda, a needle that has rust. So it depends how rusty it is. In my kevesas atvira, if it's so rusty that it doesn't sew well, the rust blocks it from going through the fabric, tahira. Vimlav tameya. Tzinora. Now tzinora is a curved fork. It's a fork that has a curve, so you could use it to scoop up a piece of meat. So it's like a mixture of a spoon and a fork together. Shipshata, if it straightens out so it can't be used for its use anymore, Tahira. Kfafa, if you bent it back so it returns to its original usage, Chazru l'tumas, if it had a tumma upon it, its tumma returns because now it's once again able to be used for its former purpose. Again, when less people are here, we need everybody's participation in the shul for all our minyanim. And also, I want to mention that I will be here for Shabbos, and there will be a perek shir for men and ladies at 6:30. Thank you for supporting our minyan, Rav Hanani.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.